Really pleased with the night's work. I think overall we've created more opportunities in that game than what we've done in the previous two games together against Galway. So we created a lot more opportunities and we broke their structure down better and we played with more. I know we went in 0-0 at half time, but we had the best with three or four really, really good chances to go in front. And we never capitalised on it, but they believed and they stuck with it and stuck with it, and we eventually broke them down, deservedly so. And it was a good performance, and it's a good week actually. It's 7 points from 9, so it's a good return. Outstanding goals, really, really impressive goals to play. We caused them problems in the second half down our left side. In the second half particularly, we caused loads of problems, and the goal comes from that combination play between Ben and Michael. And the second goal is really good. I think it's a big switch from Dummigan to Daniel Kelly, who does great to keep it in, and he assists for Pat, who gets a brilliant goal getting across his man and putting it away. So two really good goals, and it's been between Monday and Friday scoring goals at home and creating opportunities. I'm sure it'll give our supporters happiness and a bit of belief as well. The game was over at half time on Monday. The game was very much in the balance at half time tonight, and we stuck with it and we kept doing what we wanted to do, and eventually we broke them down. I think it's a brilliant finish as well for the first one from Will, and he's opened his foot up and it's went into the far top corner, so it's a great goal. Listen, just really pleased and proud of the players and what they put into the game. It can be difficult at times as well. You don't know, obviously, when you pick up knocks and injuries and stuff like that. But everyone looks for consistency and continuity, and I certainly do. And to be fair, from Monday, Diallo for Patrick was the only change, and you could probably see it in our play. Happy with the week's work. Proud of the players, and we have to go down to Dublin next week and try and win the game. Important to get back to winning ways. We obviously lost the Rovers and there was disappointment. Then you draw your next two, I think we drew with Sligo here and we should have won. We drew with Dundalk and we were all disappointed with that, but since that we've won two games and won them well, and been really positive performances. And we want to try and find a real level of consistency. I think players are getting fitter as well. You look at Diallo, more minutes, Dummigan, more minutes, that type of thing. So we're happier where the squad's at, and hopefully we can show a real level of consistency now. They've caused every team problems. We only took 1 point from the previous six, so we needed to beat them tonight. If we're being really honest, we struggled to create proper opportunities against them in the previous two games, but tonight we've created 6-7 really good chances and taken two of them, so happy with the night's work. Listen, the players deserve all the credit. They deserve all the credit. They've put a lot into the week, and they've got a good points return, so delighted for them. The two goals are really well executed, really good team goals, and so we're delighted. We're not getting too excited because we've seen what this league can do to you. It can swallow you up, and we're not getting too excited, but we'll move into next Thursday with some confidence, which is great.
Rory, you've talked about the need to get points when you have the Friday thing going on. So you have 7 points, 3 clean sheets. That's a great return.
Aye, we've probably done better this season with the Fridays, which is pleasing. Listen, the players deserve credit. They're recovering properly between games. They're looking after themselves, and I think we're coming into a bit of form now. There's a bit of cohesion and continuity in the team, which is great, and hopefully we can continue that.
You would love to have had Patrick available. That would have been two sides in a row where it was unchanged, which is something you're probably striving to get more of.
Aye, listen, we all want continuity and stuff like that, but you're bringing Diallo in for Patrick, so you're bringing in quality for quality. We're really happy with the week's work and what the players have put into it, so long may continue, and we get ready now for next week.
The break, as you're hitting a bit of form now, is going to come. Is that a hindrance to you?
Ah, listen, it is what it is. It's if you're going into it, it is what it is. We get on with it. We're looking forward to next Thursday and try and get a big 3 points and continue a wee bit of momentum.